I figured I'd jump in on the surgical gowns because it required a little bit more in-depth sewing knowledge.
Are you using certain materials or colors to hopefully raise their spirits while they're on the front line, so to speak?
That's a tough one, Jill, because they need a certain type of fabric that will repel water, that will repel fluids. The fabric selection, Dallara, which is usually a Formula 3 Italian car manufacturer, as I understand it, they're the ones that are cutting the gowns for us. People that aren't familiar with doing certain things. None of us have sewn a surgical gown before. So, and also for a cut and sew to not have people there as much cutting and sewing, but you're at home. So you had to have a serger machine to be able to do the gown. And it required a serger machine and a straight stitch machine, both.
And you had both of those, so you're able to help.
Honestly, I had 6 straight stitch machines for the class, and most of what I teach right now is basic sewing, so I did not currently own a serger, and one of my good college friends who lives up in Westfield, she drove down one day and dropped it off in the backyard, and I started educating myself about it.
When you're making those gowns, are you thinking about the people who are going to be wearing them and the whole situation that the country is under right now?
I really am. I wonder who that person is, what they're dealing with when they have to go home. And some of them aren't even, they're quarantining when they get home. They're not around their family. They might be going to the basement or whatever the scenario is. I know several people in that scenario.
When the time comes when we're all allowed to be back together again and the CCIC can open and you can open your studio again, what are you going to take from this whole experience with you when you do open the doors to everyone?
Wow, there's so many thoughts bouncing around on that answer. I will say this, the skilled trade will be stronger than ever. We see how many people have now dusted off their sewing machines and put it to a good cause. It's amazing how one person can make such a huge difference. One person, you know, many people are sitting there and trying to sew 25 masks a day, 100 masks a day. I think just how important having that skill or that hobby is, especially in times like these, I just think that's going to be stronger, bigger, better, and we're going to be producing less overseas.
Thank you so much, Emily.
You're welcome, Jill. I'm glad to be invited to speak to you.